Taking a look at the recovery in the Wisconsin dairy business. We're visiting today with Ed Jassy, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years. And I'm C.V. Kenyon. Ed, I understand our dairy business here in Wisconsin went through a real down phase. Can you describe that situation?
We peaked out in milk production in 1988 at about 25 billion pounds. And over the next 16 years, we were sliding downward slowly. We ended up in 2004 at about 22 billion pounds. We lost 3 billion pounds of milk. There was concern in the industry that we could be weakening the industry substantially. And a lot of efforts dating way back to the mid-80s to try and start initiatives that would bring the industry back to its previous levels or beyond.
What kinds of things were tried to bring the industry back around?
The state had several initiatives, including tax breaks, use value assessment, including tax deductions for investments by both farmers and plants. The university had various efforts going on to try and modernize the dairy industry. We had two new dairy organizations formed, PDPW, the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin, and Dairy Business Associates, DBA. And I think all of these tended to change the climate as well as the attitude of dairy farmers in the state.
And Ed, what kinds of improvements have we seen since these initiatives began?
Well, things turned around very abruptly starting in 2005. Again, in 2004, we were at about 22 billion pounds of milk. In 2013, we'll be very close to 28 billion pounds of milk. We've been increasing milk production at the rate of about 600 million pounds a year, which is a phenomenal rate of increase. It's come about through a number of sources. Perhaps the most important one is that we've seen an enlargement of dairy farms, modernization, more milk being produced per farm. But at the same time, we're seeing a lot of strength in the smaller dairy operations. We're not losing dairy farms nearly as rapidly as we did in the 1980s and 1990s. These smaller operations have found ways to remain profitable through grazing, for example, through organic dairying, through value-added kinds of products tied to grazing.
Ed, look into your crystal ball here. Where does this continue to go?
There's a lot of opportunities. A major one is our specialty cheese business, which gives credibility and value to all of our cheese production. But at the same time, we have some challenges. Perhaps the biggest one is water, and I'm talking about quantity as well as quality.
We've been visiting with Ed Jassy, Department of Agricultural and Applied Economics, University of Wisconsin, and the College of Agricultural and Life Sciences, now celebrating 125 years, and I'm C.V. Kenyon.